Grace and peace to you from God, our parent, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Encanto, Mirabel is the main character, where she is different from and looked down by her family because she does not have a magical gift like the rest of them. When the house and the gifts are falling apart around her and her family, she is not taken seriously in her story and concerns. They are brushed aside because she is not like the rest of the family and therefore not believed. In the movie, throughout the movie, we see the struggles Mirabel goes through to get her family to see and hear the issues they face and how to deal with them. She constantly tells them the same things over and over again until they are forced to listen to her. And this is sort of like our story today, where the people did not believe the blind man when he shared his story about being healed by Jesus. It never changed, but because it was so abnormal and different from what they are used to, it was not considered important. The people failed to listen to the man when he shared his story. We do not know much about the man before this story other than that he was blind and begging on the side of the road. But once he began sharing that he was healed and what happened, the people and the Pharisees did not believe him and would not listen to him. Jesus performed this miracle in his life, but because he was healed and able to see and no longer quiet and on the sidelines, they would not believe that it was possible. They would not hear his story. His story never changed every time he told it, and he began to teach them the importance of listening and how he was healed. And instead of listening and learning more, they felt threatened by him and told him to get out. They were more focused on their power and influence that they would not listen to anyone who they considered to be lower than them, especially someone who was disabled. Disability was connected and associated with sin in those days and still today sometimes, and this man was not excluded in that, which is why they would not listen to him. The disciples pointed this out to him at the very beginning of the story. Jesus explained to them that no, sin and disability were not connected. It's not sin related, but that God is shown through the blind man. And even when Jesus had healed him, he was not believed. He told the story again and again and again. But there was no way that this amazing thing could happen. This could not be the same man. It couldn't be. He wasn't heard. And I cannot help but ask, what are the people missing about God when they do not listen and believe what the blind man said? The man's story and faith was disregarded and ignored. And even today, we do not stop and take time to listen to those on the margins. Just like in the times of the story, we do not stop to hear those who are disabled and in other marginalized communities. As a disabled person myself with a hearing impairment, I sometimes struggle to read this story and feel validated in it because I relate to this man about not being heard. Would people listen to me? How is God being shown through me and through my disability? Many people, like in this story, do not stop and take a moment to listen to those who are on the margin of society and how they see God in their lives. And then the question becomes, what are we missing about God and how we see God when we do not stop and listen to those on the margin? Those who are different than us. People are not heard and taken seriously in their stories and experiences because they are not in the dominant culture or follow what we expect to see. Many people see God in new and interesting ways, and when their voices are silenced, we miss seeing the whole picture of what God's creation is. Just to name a few, members of the LGBTQ plus community, the disabled community, the Black community, those who are experiencing violence in Ukraine and other countries, all show different things and ideas of how God is showing up to the people. And yet, because they are not part of the majority culture, their voices are not taken seriously. We get so afraid of losing the power we have that we do not stop and see how we can listen and learn something new about God and how God works in the lives of those that surround us. We do not stop to take a moment to listen to what is going on and how God is showing up in lives and experiences that are different than our own. We fail to stop and listen to how God is here and present in lives that are marginalized around us. But even though when those around the blind man did not believe him, Jesus saw the man for more than his disability and continued to call him as a disciple. When the people around him would not believe him and what has gone on in his life, Jesus still called him to follow and believe. Jesus still invited him to share his story and what Jesus did for him, even when he was not heard by the majority of the people around him. He was a disciple and follower of Jesus because he shared his story of how Jesus changed his life and repeated it several times, even when he wasn't believed. Jesus did not stop at the physical aspects that his disability and disability of the man and continued to call him to be a disciple and his follower. Jesus knows and tells his disciples that his disability is not connected to any sin in his life and knows that he shares his experiences with those around him. God is seen and connected through the blind man. It is those on the margins of society that Jesus came to speak and be with in his ministry here. Those who are not heard or taken care of. Jesus doesn't tell the man, "Do not share your story," and later says to him that he is the one who healed him. The man told his story all the time and never changed it when those around him were confused and questioned him. The blind man was not excluded from Jesus' followers, but seen and accepted by Jesus in his whole self, including his blindness. Jesus saw past his disability and physical appearance to see him as the child of God that he is. Jesus saw the man as a disciple and follower of his. And Jesus loves and calls all of us to be his disciples as well. What physically defines us and how we are seen does not stop God from calling us and asking us to be followers and caretakers of one another. God loves and is with all of us through everything we go through in life, and we all get to share those experiences with one another and to those outside of our community. God is always here with us in our ministries. God does not just call one type of person into mission, ministry, and work, but people who are all different and bring ideas and thoughts that highlight and show God in different ways. We all see God in our own ways through experiences we have, and God invites us to share these so that we all may see God in a more holistic way. God loves and is seen through our siblings of the LGBTQ plus community as themselves, the Black community, the disabled community, the Indigenous community, just to name a few. They all bring different and exciting ways of seeing God in the world and in ourselves. How can we see and experience God in new ways when we stop and listen to what those around us say about God and how they experience God? No one is left out of being a disciple and sharing their faith. No one is left out of God's love. And I think this is important for all of us to remember as we begin to look ahead and discern what's next for each of us. As you look ahead to someone who will be in ministry with you, how can we see God in new ways? In Encanto, Mirabel was able to be fully herself and not change her identity, even when her family was not listening to her. She shared her stories and concerns and never changed them until her family saw the truth for themselves. It was then that they saw the importance of Mirabel's presence and story to the family, and that they were not complete without her. She made an impact to those around her, and we are called to do the same. God does not just love one kind of person, people who act like us. God loves everyone, including those we argue and disagree with, those who are physically different, those who live differently, refugees, immigrants, the disabled, LGBTQ+, those on the other side of the world. No one is excluded. And they are all important to show the fullness of God's love to the world and to our communities. God loves all of us and calls all of us to live into our callings and realities.